This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The state crop report was released yesterday, and according to the report, care of livestock and calving were the main activities during the month of February. Statewide precipitation averaged 1.36 inches for the month, which was 0.57 inches below normal. The average temp was 32.7 degrees, 2.5 degrees above normal. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 79% adequate, and 20% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 85% adequate, and 14% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 5% poor, 36% fair, 47% good, and 11% excellent. And the Illinois Ag Roundtable is hosting their annual Ag Legislative Day this morning at the State Capitol in Springfield. Nearly 60 commodity groups work to sponsor the event, and I talked with the Illinois Department of Ag's Karen Frazee to find out more.
We are bringing in the first day of March to introduce legislators to our ag groups. We have about almost 60 ag community, ag commodity organizations will be on the Capitol, as well as probably between 800 to 1,000 FFA members and VOAG teachers. So we are going to bring in spring in full force by telling the story of agriculture as our commodity groups and our farmers provide food, fiber to all of our families.
Well, this sounds like a wonderful opportunity to represent the ag industry. Who are going to be some of the speakers there tomorrow?
Well, we start off with a continental breakfast. It's kind of a meet and greet where our commodity folks get to reconnect with one another, and also state legislators and their staff will be there for some coffee and donuts. About 8:30, we're going to kick off the program with our chairman. He is our MC. It's Jim Fraley with the Illinois Milk Producers. He'll serve as our MC, introducing and keeping the program rolling for us as he introduces Director Poe. Also, the Illinois State FFA President Cade Hill will be speaking, and our Miss Illinois County Fair, Abby Foster from Vermilion County, will be speaking as well. And then the program rolls into the Senate Ag Committee and the House of Representatives Ag Committees. The leaders in those organizations, Senator Bill Cunningham, he's planning on attending. Neil Anderson's been invited. Representative Jerry Costello, I believe he is on. Is planning to attend. And then also we've invited Don Moffitt, Representative Don Moffitt. So, and then after that, then our commodity groups all get the who's who, what's happening in a briefing of all of our legislative activities that are happening on the floor with our Illinois Farm Bureau representatives. Kevin Simlow will lead the group through what's going on. So that takes care of our morning session. Then our commodity folks head off to the Capitol to tell the legislators and to meet and greet with them and to share the story of Illinois agriculture.
And I know with the commodity groups and the FFA members, they will be presenting commodity baskets to legislators?
Correct. And the second phase that we have going on is our agriculture groups have graciously all come together to help provide a luncheon for our legislators and their staff, as well as a commodity basket filled with anything from Illinois candies to Illinois sauces to Illinois apples to cheese and crackers by the wheat growers. So, a lot of those items right now are coming into the office to be taken to the Capitol. And then our FFA members, the whole Capitol on the South Wing will be filled with blue and gold jackets. It's really a cool sight to see as these FFA members take time to fill the baskets, fill the lunch boxes, and then they head off to visit with their legislators. And it's really interesting because this year we always find the day where the House and the Senate are in together. And in March, it's a very limited because of the primaries. So it happened to be a really good day. We've heard some really good things from our legislators. They're looking forward to seeing our commodity groups as well as our young FFA members. So in turn, they can learn how the policy and how the government runs and how a bill becomes a law and so many other important civic things that help bring up good leaders.
And I assume some great relationships have been formed through this program in years past.
It has. We're on our 46th year, and each year the groups really do come together. Their theme this year is Growing Forward. Their support is so appreciated, as well as the support of the Illinois FFA members. And we can't do it without those BOAG teachers. Last week, we just celebrated National FFA Week, so we truly do appreciate the time that they do take from their schedule to educate and help guide these young people, because they are our future leaders, they're our future legislators, they're our future county board members, city members, and so forth.
Well, Karen, I thank you very much. Is there anything about Ag Legislative Day or about the Department of Agriculture that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I would like to put in a big plug. We have our Illinois Products Expo coming up this weekend on March 5th and 6th. We have over 75 Illinois food companies and over 20 Illinois wineries will be on the Illinois State Fairgrounds in the Ore Building. So come on out to the fairgrounds and taste a little bit of sample. So that's one of the other additional projects that we have going on here at the State Fairgrounds and Department of Agriculture this week.
Any tickets to attend that or just show up at the door?
It's $5 for those 10 and older, and you can come out and taste, sample, as well as purchase. So come on out to the fairgrounds. Come in the, we're over by the Ore Building, so if you come in gate 11, you go down the hill, you make a left. It's the big building where we've had 4-H this year at the State Fair, or some of the poultry in the past. So it's also the horse show. So you'll get to see anything from food and agriculture to some of the activities that are happening with the Illinois horse industry.
Once again, that was Karen Frazee with the Illinois Department of Agriculture, and I'm attending the meeting this morning, so be sure to join me during the noon show for an update on how the meeting went. And now it's time to hear our weekly hay auction review with Mike Hamilton. Hamilton's Madison County Hay Auction took place on Saturday, and Mike has a summary of what prices were like.
Well, Katie, in the small squares, we were a little bit lighter. We only had around 1,500 bales, but the prices were higher. We had 275 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $5 to a top of $11. Most of it was in that $8 to $9 range. Grass alfalfa, we had 122 bales of those, and it was from $3 to $5.20 a bale. We had 570 bales of just mixed grass. The lower end was at $3. We had some premium hay at $6.40. We had 170 bales of orchard grass, and it was from $5.50 to a top of $7.30 a bale. Ended up with 350 small squares of straw, and it was steady at $4 to $4.40. We did have some low-quality straw in that $2 range. 220 round bales of hay. We had 42 bales of alfalfa. The low end was at 22. Premium hay or good hay was at 51.50. We ended up with 33 bales of alfalfa grass from 17 to 45. Had 135 bales of mixed grass from the low quality was 11. The premium was at 40. Most of the grass hay was $20 to $35 a bale. And we ended up with 10 ground bales of straw at $30 a bale. And in the 3x3s, we had quite a few of them. Had 160 bales of alfalfa. That was in a price range from $38 to, we had a semi-load at $71. And then we had 24 bales of grass hay from $31 to $35.50 per bale.
For more information, you can call Mike at 618-410-4293 or visit HamiltonHayAuction.com. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.